When my kids were young, you know, occasionally I would tell them something, right? And they would kind of maybe take it in and might do it. But if I repeated it again and made it a larger point, then they might remember it a little better. But then if I came back and gave them what they needed to do a third time and a fourth time and a fifth time, eventually they would get, okay, Dad's really got something here. I guess we better do it. We better think about it. We better deal with it, right? So I think that's what God's been doing with us the last few weeks here. He's been building a theme for us, and if we're smart, we should really pay attention to it. You know, several weeks ago, Paul Brennan gave a talk on our identity, and then in the second half of that, he was talking about how our response to that, or what God is doing with that, is to help us be sanctified and to start to demonstrate what our identity is, right? And then I gave a little talk after that about how God, how Jesus delights as the builder in us, and how He's molding us and planing our wood down and polishing it up and then shaping it and putting it into the building, you know. And so there's a process by which He's delighting in us. And then Peter last week talked about James, where he was talking about, you know, various trials and how we go through trials and what James was saying about those trials. And so today I think what God is speaking to us is about how that those things that He's been talking with us happen. And the point was, is when Dan brought this, he started talking about God deals with us little by little. And the verse at scripture that he was sharing with me was in Exodus 23. If you want to turn to Exodus 23, starting at verse 27, Exodus 23:27. And what this is that God was telling Israel how they were going to occupy the land. So I'm giving you a chance to get there. But what he says right before this, he starts telling the people that they were going to be blessed. That if they do these things and go with this, they says they're going to have plenty of bread, and they won't have sicknesses, they won't have any miscarriages, and they'll be able to live out all their days, right? But then it says, I will send my fear before you. See, it's talking about occupying the land, and God is saying He's going to send His fear before them, which will cause confusion among the people from whom you come, and will make your enemies turn their backs on you. You see, there's land, there's places in our life that needs to be occupied by the Lord, and it's not. Even though we're sanctified, even though we have an identity in Christ and we belong to Christ, there's areas in our life that we have not fully given over to the Lord. Some of us, I've experienced that, get used to their old life in such a way that it almost becomes like a familiar spirit in them, and they become comfortable with the way their life is, even though it's not fully God's. But what God is saying, He's going to put a fear to that thing that's in your life, and that He's going to cause that thing to turn its back on you. I don't know if you've tried to be friendly with people that are bad, or maybe with your attitudes that are bad, right? But you find out that you can't compromise with evil. I mean, we can look at our political environment, and we can see that is how do you compromise with something that is opposite from what God says? You can't compromise with it. The only thing you can do is defeat it, to overcome it, so that it can become something that's good. So God is putting a fear in the people that they're going to now take over this land and occupy, and they cannot compromise with those people because those people have said they've turned their backs towards them, so that they cannot compromise with them. And then it says, I will send hornets before them and drive them out. Well, I think these hornets are the trials that are come in our life. God causes these things to come into our lives like hornets. Did you know, whenever you come to a hornet, you never want to be around them, right? You know, the best you can do is keep them up in their nest and keep them cold and maybe do a poison spray on them to get rid of them. But the point is that the hornets, when they're active, when they're, you know, going to sting you, the only thing you do is run. Maybe find some water to get in, to get underneath, right? And so hornets have this way just to drive that thing away. And that is the way I believe a trial is in our life. It's causing us like a hornet to run away from the thing that is not godly. But we see here is that I will not drive them out before you in 1 year, lest the land becomes desolate, and then it says the beasts will come in. Well, what is this about, and why does God say later, is that it says that I'll drive them out, and 30 it says, little by little I will drive them out before you until you increase. You see, Jesus even mentioned this in a way that he talked about driving out a spirit in a man. And he said, if the man is not prepared to receive the Lord, then that spirit will go out and find seven more and return to that vessel that is now wiped clean but not occupied. And then the seven spirits will come in, and there they are. The man will end up in a worse condition than before. So what God does is that he drives things out of our life in a way that we're prepared and ready to occupy that space. So the trial causes us to turn to the Lord, and if we turn to the Lord and receive that discipline from him in a way that now we become strong and ready to occupy that space. So it's a beautiful thing that God is doing, not just driving everything out of our lives so that we become empty and then the beasts would come in. Well, what are the beasts? Well, I've thought about this a little bit, and I'm wondering if the beasts are in a sense can be pride, or can be our own thoughts of what caused this area now to be swept clean. And what we see is that what I've noticed over the years, that many second generation Christians come up with really bizarre doctrines. And the reason is that they didn't themselves physically go through the trial. They just inherited from their parents their belief in Christ, but they have not walked through the difficulties themselves. So they decide on their own that either they're prideful, that they achieved the accomplishment and being like Christ, which they're really not, But or that they come up with strange doctrines that put themselves in control. And so our own thoughts, our own attitudes of why we think we're in control of the space in our life now becomes those beasts in our life that now devour us. So Christ, so God, is giving us trials and giving us difficult and supplying those hornets in our lives in a way that little by little our lives are being exposed. And when God exposes something, that's when we need to center on it. Sometimes people come up and they unload on us. It's not God. They unload on us and they tell us all the problems we have in our life. And it's overwhelming. And it's something that we cannot deal with at that time. But God in His wisdom brings those things into our lives in the time that we're able to deal with the problem and repent from those sins and then occupy the space. Take over and begin to control that area in our life so that we can prosper. For it says, I will drive them out before you not until you increase and you will inherit the land. You see, God wants us to inherit every area of our life and that it can become something that's worthy of God to dwell in. And so these things that He's pointing to are the times that we need to realize when He put fear in that area and caused the hornets or the trials to come, they are the times to, as Dan said, take that substance into our digestive system and then be able to digest it to cause growth in our life. So God is speaking to us about being attentive to what He's doing in each of our lives and in this assembly as we meet together in the areas that He's talking with us about, the realizing that He's going to bring growth to us. And I wish He would hurry up, but He does it little by little, right? And so I see in my own life that I'm different today than I was a year ago. And I'm definitely different today than I was 10 years ago. And I see that God has been causing growth to happen in my life as I have submitted to Him and continued to seek Him. And then He allows these things to happen in my life so that I can then occupy the space that God causes the enemy to pull back from, to leave, to vacate, so that now I'm mature enough to take it over and work with it and know that it's God's work. See, in all of these cases, everything that it's talking about here is that the people just moved based on where the hornets went and what was driven out. They occupied it based on God's schedule. And they did it based on His ways. And when they did that, they ended up realizing they had this space that they maybe even fought for, but they also understood that it was God who did the work. And therefore, man's pride is not in it. And the inheritance of the Lord was then there for them to enjoy. So do you see these things happening in your life? Do you see that what God is giving you, are you able to digest it? Are you seeking the Lord that you can be prepared to to occupy the space that he's opening up for you? Or are you just sitting back and not moving forward? Because this would be the second problem, right? God put the fear in the people, and he sent out the hornets, and the people were driven from that space, and the Israelites decided, I'm comfortable where I am. I'm not going to go occupy that new space. If they did that, then the beasts again come in and take over that area. And God does, and the people did not move into their inheritance. And where they were occupying becomes over-occupied, or a number of people would grow too many. And that's going to cause problems. So the space, as you increase, you need to be able to move into the new space that God is creating for us. So, that's it for today. And I want us all to appreciate what God is doing and what his ways are about, because it says little by little. And that's the word for us, is that we need to continue every day. It's not like a large advance and then we don't do anything for years. We need to keep moving all the time, and we need to keep moving little by little. Don't worry that it's not a big jump. Just take that little ground each day and each year and just continue to move forward. And if we do that, then God will increase and give us a larger inheritance. So don't be discouraged with what you see or you don't see. But little by little happens in a way that is sometimes hard to recognize. And realize that God is moving in our midst, and that we can depend on him and continue to seek him. Because as we seek him, he will answer us. As we seek him, we shall find what he has for us each day. So don't be discouraged, but continue to move ahead. You know, I've been... one last thing. I just want to tell you that the Friday night, every other week, the Friday night prayer time here is... I had a brother tell me last night, he expressed it as like my date night with Jesus. You know, and I really like that comment, because that's what it feels like. You come here and we worship and pray and seek the Lord together as a group of people that's coming here on Friday night, and it's like going out on a date with Jesus for an evening, and it's just a beautiful thing. You know, on a date night, you go out with your date, and you listen and you talk and you share and you express how you're feeling, and when you're all done, nothing changed, but you just feel good about your relationship. You just feel good about knowing what the other person feels and thinks about things, and they know your heart, and it just builds deeper a relationship that you have. So I wanted to express to all of us, if you haven't come to that time on Friday night, I encourage you to, because it's a time of just seeking the Lord and spending time with him and enjoying him, and that's encouraging for all of us. So I just want to end with that there is things coming, and things that we've experienced in our lives that maybe even become more difficult, and maybe we're going to be criticized or rejected even more than we have, and yet if we know our identity in Christ and we know what God is doing in our life, we can go through anything that God allows in our path. And so this is a wonderful, wonderful life that God is giving us. And He has supplied for us all the riches according to glory. He's given to us. The inheritance we have is amazing. Our brother mentioned just a few minutes ago, the inheritance of God giving us His Spirit within us is a beautiful thing, that we can commune with the God of all the creation. The God who created me, the God who loves me, I can communicate with Him because He's given us His Spirit. This is, in Ephesians, it talks about as a guarantee or a deposit for the inheritance that He has with us. I don't understand that. To me, it sounds like the whole package, but somehow the Paul talks about it in Ephesians as a piece, and I think just because when we go to be with Him and are separate from these bodies in the way that they are now and all the struggles we have, we're just going to have our eyes fully open to the full inheritance that's always been there with having the Spirit, and we're going to experience Him in greater and greater measure. So I just want to tell you that I'm ready. I want to go through whatever God is giving us. If there needs to be more hornets in my life, then let it come. But I know that He'll do it in a gentle way, little by little, so I can handle it. And so I'm not afraid of what He has for me and what He may expose in my life, because I know up to now, all these years that I've served Him, that He's been gentle and with me. He's always concerned about how I'm feeling, and he walks me through things in a way that I can handle them. And isn't that the way the digestive system works, is that we eat the things, and if they're going to digest properly, they go through in a way that moves them through gently. If they don't go through gently, we're not happy. We take some Pepto-Bismol or something, right? But the point is that God is a good God. And He's not allowing us to stay where we are. But He's moving us forward and actually pushing us sometimes to move ahead. And yet we need to respond to Him. And when we respond to Him, then things become more gentle. And we can learn from those things. So I want to encourage us again. I keep saying that. I want to encourage us today to continue to seek the Lord and not be disappointed where we are in our life, realizing that wherever we are in our lives, because one, He's bringing us little by little, and two, it may be because we're not responding the way we should. So the only thing we need to do is change our direction. Respond to what He's bringing to us. And then He makes it all to work together for good. Isn't that what He promised us? So be encouraged that it's little by little and not a massive amount at one point. That these trials that we're talking about are something that He gives us that He knows that we can handle with His help. So that is the key for us to respond to Him in the middle of all that God is giving us. And He will open it up and will walk into the area and walk into the inheritance that He has for us even in this life. Isn't that beautiful? Thank you, Jesus. Well, Lord Jesus, we just want to thank You for Your scriptures. We thank You for what You're doing, Lord, And Lord, I do pray if there's any beasts in our life, Lord, that you would go now and take care of those beasts, that we could then occupy the space that you have cleared, O God, and that we would be ready to move ahead and occupy everything that you are giving to us. In Jesus' name, amen.